My name's Jennifer Baird. I just started coming here again this year, and I'm a mentor mom. But I started coming when it was called Mom to Mom, and my oldest was a newborn. And I just really was blessed by it. It was just such a fulfilling time for me. I loved the fellowship, the yummy food, and having the kids away, and the wonderful speakers. And then I would usually grab the kids, bring them down here, let them eat. They'd fall asleep on the way home, take a nap. It's like I got a full day, you know. It was awesome. I think I enjoyed it so much because being a mom is difficult, you know? I mean, when my kids were, do y'all know that? when my kids were little, my husband would often, on the way to a very busy job he had that was very difficult, he would say to me, he'd kiss me and he'd say, "What I'm about to do is vacation compared to what you have to do today." And it's true, you know, it's difficult. So, I'm not trying to sound ungrateful. Each of our children are huge blessings. Your children and my children. But, you know, why do they have to eat so often? You know? Like, it's just, you feed them, and it's time to feed them again. You know, and they're so great when they're babies, when they can't move around, and then they start moving, and you're, like, in fear of whether they're going to kill themselves or eat something they shouldn't. And, you know, you're on call as long as they're awake. And then they start talking. Then you're in really bad trouble because, well, if your kids are anything like mine, they innately know how to argue, and they're better at it than you are. When Reagan, my oldest, was three, there was one day when I figured out I'm in over my head. Okay, we had been working on not saying potty words. It was a huge temptation. She wanted to do it all the time. So I was going to have a very deep, meaningful conversation about what was in her heart and why she was saying potty words and how she could resist saying potty words by depending on God. And so the conversation went like this. I said, "Reagan, why do you say so many potty words after a timeout, after she'd had time to think about it?" She said in a very serious, somber tone, "Mommy, I don't know why I say pee-pee and poo-poo. I love saying pee-pee and poo-poo as much as I can say pee-pee and poo-poo all the time, because saying pee-pee and poo-poo is so much fun!" I was like, I thought, you know what? She knows exactly what she's done. She's not like some, you know, sweet, innocent three-year-old. She knows, I don't know what to do now. Do I chastise her for the fact that she's been rebellious and is repeating the words I don't want her to say over and over again? Or do I encourage her for talking to me openly? I basically just said, "Please stop saying those words," and the conversation was over. Forward, you know, 9 years, I now have a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 7-year-old, and the challenges are the same. They're just a little different, but they're the same in nature, you know? They still have to eat all the time. But they can feed themselves, which is great, and you don't have to worry about them falling down the stairs, which is wonderful, but you have to be involved, you know? Like, you have to make sure they do homework, brush their teeth, that they're kind to their siblings, that they're nice to their friends, that, you know, you have to, it's still tiring, just in a different way. And there's still the constant, you know, with my children at least, the constant urge to fight back on some level, arguing with you and, you know, being able to negotiate. I feel like I'm negotiating with terrorists all the time. But as my mom has told me, it's kind of, I get what I deserve. I kind of was the same way as a kid. So, in my opinion, being a mother is a very humbling experience. No matter where you come from or who you are, there's no way we can be good parents in and of ourselves. It's just impossible. We're just selfish. I mean, that's why I get annoyed that they need to eat so much, you know? When they want to talk to me, when I've already turned in my time card and you are in bed. It is time to sleep. You know, it's just human nature. We're selfish. So why would we expect them to be any different? I mean, it's just the way we are on our own. But through Christ, He really can, he can give us the spiritual gifts and wisdom that we need to raise our children. And the good news is it does not depend on us. So that is why prayer is very, very important. I think it's sometimes the most important for the monotonous difficulty we have in being mothers. It's also, of course, very important in the big life-shaking events we have. I put some cards on your tables, and you're probably all familiar with the verse Romans 8:28. God works all things together for good of those who love him. That's not the verse I put on your table. But the verses I put on the table are the verses right before that verse. And they're kind of strangely worded and difficult and not really talked about very much. But I thought, I find them very encouraging to me. The verses are, in the same way, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. As he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So Romans 8 is this huge, meaty chapter. I think it's one of the best chapters of the Bible. But I'm just going to really quickly kind of sum it up. We learn in this chapter that God's love for his people is eternal. It goes back before we even existed. And because of his love, he sent his son to die for us. And it created this unbreakable chain of salvation. And as his because we're his children, he's committed to working all things together for our good. Now, this is the important part that pertains to the verses I gave you. All of our suffering and groaning is not a contradiction to our good. He actually uses these things to work together for our good. So he uses the suffering. He doesn't work it together for good despite our suffering. He actually does it through our suffering. And he uses our weakness to help us draw near to him. So if I felt like I had it all figured out as a mom, I wouldn't have to pray to God to help me, because in my wonderful, prideful way, I would think I would know the answers. The Spirit helps us. He intercedes for us. The Holy Spirit wants us to get help by praying to him. He even stirs up groaning within us. We don't know what to pray for, but he does. Now, this is what I think is really cool. Listen to this. God the Father looks into our hearts so that he can see the mind of the Spirit. That sounds crazy. But our hearts are groaning as the Holy Spirit stirs them up. So they work together within us. And we do the groaning because we have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit. Our groanings are in our hearts because of our weakness and our ignorance. But the Holy Spirit, he intercedes in accordance with the will of God. So we don't have to know how to pray or what the will of God is or whether we should pray to be healed or pray to be patient while we're suffering, while we're sick. We just have to turn to God, who loves us so dearly and sacrificially, wanting to work all things together for our good. And he will give us the words to pray. He'll give us the words to pray for what seems to be a trivial disciplinarian issue with your children. If you need the ability to not worry about your children and remember that your children are in his hands, or for patience when you feel like you have no more, or discernment so you know which choice is best for your kid. Should they go to this preschool or that preschool? And then up until their adulthood, we still worry about what the best choices are for them. For comfort, when someone's died far too early or is knocking at death's door. For all the big and little things that come our way throughout life. And what is amazing to me about these verses is that the Trinity is working on our behalf at all times. God the Father hears the prayers of God the Spirit through us on the finished work of what God's Son did on the cross. Thank you.